Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
So familiar, I could feel you when you came through the door. So peculiar, like I knew you somewhere before. Where you from? Where you going? Where you been all this time? Where you from? Where you going? Where you been all my life?
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today is a returning guest, Lori O'Neill. She is the co-author of Graceful Woman Warrior. And tell me about the book real quick before we go.
So it's a story of mindfully living in the face of dying, and it's based on my niece, Terry Lumina de Silva's blog of the same name, Graceful Woman Warrior. And it's a hopeful story about living fully in the face of adversity and loss.
So it's really good for anyone.
Anyone. And her now 10-year-old daughter is also a co-author and wrote letters to her mom after she died, and that's the code of the book, bringing the full story through.
I can't wait to read it. I am putting it on the shelf with many other books because I'm writing my own book. But you are here today because you are in the Taunton Team Power.
Very happily so. Yes, I am.
And you're here to help me share the amazing group. So over the weekend, we did. Oh, and I want to point people to your podcast. So your podcast is actually on iTunes, episode 113, and it's show 322. So people, you know, it's all on demand now.
Absolutely. And I just posted it today because I thought, you know what? It's been a while and I may as well revisit that and welcome people aboard to this wonderful show that you have.
It's a tool. It is a tool you can use to help market your business, because what we do here is we help give clarity around each woman's mission.
Absolutely. And joining the group was such a great decision that I made, and I'm excited to talk about it today.
Well, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Nicole.
I'm goosebumping myself
there
already. Happy to have you here. So I really want to kick off the show by talking about how I decided to change the name. And, you know, when I first started creating the teams, I created it back in 2015, and it worked for a while. And then in 2018, something sort of, I like to say that I was sort of, not a light bulb went off, but I was sort of hit in the head with a sledgehammer. Like, hello, Nicole, why don't you just merge, you know, the guests that you bring to the radio show, merge these card readings that you're trying to create and do, the events to do these Powerful Women Reflection tarot card readings. And merge the teams.
Brilliant.
And, you know, but it's sometimes you just, you have to sit back and just do and do and do and keep plugging along. And then you get hit in the head with a giant light bulb.
And it's a wonderful thing, because what you've created is fabulous, and it's making a difference in my life, in my business life. It's wonderful.
And so you came across an article that I put in Herself 360.
So with my book, I launched it last December, and I had, you know, lots of things lined up. But then I got to that point where, how am I going to bring this book forward, because I self-published. So I was reaching out, and I went on Stacey Shipman's Engaging Voices podcast. And from there, I listened to her podcast before I went on, so I could learn about, you know, her style, et cetera.
Yes.
Kathy Brigette.
Which is really good to do.
Right, exactly. So Kathy Brigette was one of her guests. And I'm like, how do I know that name? Through Empower Her, which is a group for girls whose moms died, which my great niece was going to.
And Cara Belvin has been a guest on my show.
Absolutely. So I immediately went to Herself 360, and that month, who was featured, one of their articles was you. And I was like, I read your article and I'm like, I've got to join this group. So I called you, I emailed you, and you invited me, and I went in June, and I've been a member ever since.
That is awesome.
And it's opened so many doors for me through my business and the networking, as well as honed my own business skills through all of the workshops that you provide every month.
I know, and they're simple. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not rocket science.
No.
And it's not, Rome wasn't built in a day either.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
this is not, you don't come to the meeting, you know, walking away with your business all buttoned up and tucked in and, you know, everything all perfect.
But that's like, the beauty is that we recognize it's evolving. And
yes.
it's great as it does today when you bring in a new name, new brand piece into it, because it does change and evolve. And if it doesn't, it's not going to go anywhere. That's the key.
And so in 2018, when I brought it all together, I hung on to, because, you know, I had the a graphic designer create the logo. So it said Team Power, Powerful Warm Referrals.
Mm-hmm.
And over the weekend, I was kind of like, you know, we're not co-ed. Mm. I thought we might be someday, but we never were really co-ed. And then I thought, it really needs to have the word woman, just like Powerful Women Revealed, mm-hmm. the tarot cards that I created, Powerful Women Reflections.
Absolutely.
And I thought it really needs to have the word woman mm-hmm. in the title of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't, you know, it's not about just referrals.
No.
There are some referrals that do get passed.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a huge piece of it to have exclusivity,
mm-hmm.
but there is a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
There is a piece of that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want three makeup people,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's hard. We don't want three realtors. We, mm-hmm. you know, that's a piece of it,
yeah,
right?
It is.
But it,
so let's talk about the structure of the groups, really, right? Because it's women with a unique business, but there is a little layover. So say one of the members of our group is an author, as I am,
yes.
but she does a special thing around parenting. Mine is grief and loss. So again, you have a little bit of flexibility for the same business, so to speak, but
a lot of flexibility.
Yes, you're right, a lot of flexibility.
Because we're all very understanding
mm-hmm.
and kind
mm-hmm.
and welcoming.
Very, very much so.
And so it makes it easy
mm-hmm.
to really know that, hey, this is a collaboration.
And people care about each other's businesses and they really want to help each other to
mm-hmm.
grow. And that's the key, you know. And I have developed relationships through your group. I did a conference in Elevate, a mindfulness conference. It was my first workshop. And people from your group came.
Mm.
And it was so good to have them there.
Our group.
Thank you. There you go. See? There you go. Our group. And that's the key. That's what you created.
Mm.
It is ours. You're right.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not just mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do run it. And
mm-hmm.
there is a Braintree. Plymouth is the first Thursday,
mm-hmm.
which was in Kingston.
Mm.
But we brought it back to Plymouth. Braintree is the second Thursday. And Taunton is the one you are in. And
yes.
that is the third Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to mention we do have luncheons.
Yes. I went to my first one. It was the last one that I
yes.
went to. It was wonderful.
And they're not, they were quarterly. They were this and that and the other. But now I think we're just doing three a year.
Mm-hmm. Makes good sense.
And so you can watch, because it'll be on, everything's on Eventbrite,
mm-hmm.
and then that also gets translated to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are following Powerful Women Revealed, they'll be able to look at events and find everything.
And it's a great time to come and check it out, actually, if you want to learn more
to
the luncheon, because all the three teams are there.
Mm.
So I got to meet some new people that day as well.
Oh, which is perfect. Okay, we do, I think, have to go to break. Yes, we do.
Okay.
All right, so my guest is Lori O'Neill with GracefulWomanWarrior.com. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Took a long time to get to this place, and now that I'm here, no one could ever erase the joy that I feel way down deep inside. The love that I have for me will never, never die. I got a new song to sing. Yeah, life looks so amazing. I never knew that it could open my eyes, and for the very, very first time, I can see in color.
Isn't that beautiful?
That?
We are back. That is Mary J. Blige.
Oh, beautiful. That's one of Terry's favorite, my niece's favorites.
Oh, Mary J. Mm-hmm. I love the song. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. So what we didn't get to mention in the last segment is the importance of being able to be your authentic self and self-care. So you get to come to the meeting and really stand in your own value and be who you are.
Well, just by showing up, you're taking care of yourself, because it requires you to show up literally and drive and be present. But that is key to success personally and professionally.
We have to put ourselves first as entrepreneurial women and even business women.
And you also note a lot about the isolation of working at home in your home office. And it's so true. I mean, I was a social worker in the school system. I was always out in the community. And this new phase of my life, being an author and doing being a speaker, is completely different. So having these opportunities to network and be with people in a very supportive environment that you, you know, we create in our group is pivotal to growth in my business and in myself.
And everyone gets an opportunity to give their one-minute elevator.
Elevator pitch. Woo, yeah. That's
And it changes and it grows
it
over
does.
Time.
It's what I love about it.
It evolves.
It evolves, as do we. As people.
Exactly. So we do that, and then we do this mini workshop. And a lot of times I love to just have us do the writing part of it.
That's really
pen to paper.
Profound. It is. It's very powerful.
Because you don't have to share what you write. It's very personal. But sometimes you get some light bulb moments, and you do want to share.
Absolutely. And I think hearing other people's epiphanies really can inspire and trigger your own.
Yes.
Which is what I love about the sharing part.
So actually, we do not have a speaker. And the reason why I don't have a speaker is because I feel like we are the speakers.
Oh, we are. I couldn't even imagine fitting us. We are. You're absolutely
we
right.
We all are the speakers. We go around, we do the 1 minute, and then we go around and we do, we all share from the exercise. And sometimes it's an opportunity to have an ask. You know, I mean, you connect after the meeting, but you, you know, you have your ask if you need help. If we're talking about LinkedIn and you don't know how to do it, or you're trying to do something on Facebook. And then really our 2020 topics are ready to go.
They sound very exciting. I was very thrilled to read them this morning. So let's talk about them.
So, all right. So January is going to be goals for attracting ideal clients. I think that's simple.
Yeah, it is. And yet it is and it isn't, because when I did this podcast and you were asking me who's your ideal client, I really had to sit and think, because, you know, the topic of grief and loss is universal. And the story about breast cancer has a whole, you know, section of people that could be supported around that. But then there's also those of us who lose people that we love, and how do we move on? So there's so many different clients within my network. So it really made me think. Because we did this a little bit once in one of the exercises. So I'm looking forward to doing this again.
And you have to focus on it.
Yeah.
If you want to weed out the clients that are not serving you.
True.
Because it's not healthy to have to keep attracting the same clients that you really don't want, and you want to elevate yourself and take that next step. So I think it is important.
Yes.
But we don't have time to read them all, but let me see here. How social is your media?
That's a really interesting and witty
because
title.
It is supposed to be socially. You're supposed to use it as a social platform to be to socialize.
Yeah.
And not everybody does that.
It's interesting how some people have business pages on their different social medias and or their personal name attached to the social media. You know, so these are all learning processes as a businesswoman, you know, how to proceed. And I have both, actually.
I do, too. A lot of places. You can't be everywhere.
Exactly.
You can't be all things.
Again, an opportunity to hone in and see what's most important.
Now, I love mid through the year, we have course correcting clarity.
Well, I would love to hear a little bit more about that.
Well, so here's the thing, Lori. I've created these amazing titles, and now I have to back it up.
And you do that so well, just saying.
But I, you know, it, rather than try to create the content, I'm like, what do I personally need as a woman entrepreneur? And I love to wear my membership hat when I'm creating this list. I'm not creating this as a leader. I'm creating it as what do I need for my business to help me grow and take it to the next level. And I think midway through the year is a really great place or a pivoting moment to sort of, okay, this is what I've been doing.
Interesting.
Maybe I need to pivot.
I love that. And I think mid-year is perfect. As it is coming into the new year, 2020, when we think about ahead, what are we going to plan ahead for our business? Because that's what I've been doing as well. I love the mid-year. And now that makes perfect sense to me.
Right? And so now I just have to create like a little exercise around that. And that's easier for me to do when I have the meat of it ready to go, you know?
Absolutely. And they're very powerful exercises. They are all, I mean, I love doing them. I save them and I review them, you know, and then I take what I need from there to plunge into what's happening next.
We have some women like Kathy Burgett that belongs to all three teams.
She does. That's fascinating.
Well, I mean, you can't do that with everybody. But it works.
Yes, it does for her. And you know, with her business and her herself 360, she needs to be. It's a global, you know, platform. So she's trying to be everywhere that she can be.
And then, so getting back to the so there's another one that we're going to do, designing my dream work life.
Oh, isn't that a dream? Yeah, you know, that's really cool. Right? Yeah.
Because it's, you know, we want more balance. We need more balance. It's important to have balance as women entrepreneurs who are also caregivers and juggling and taxi drivers and everything else that we're doing. It's important to have balance.
Absolutely. And I think that's where the self-care piece comes in, you know, and that we're reminded of that in these group meetings. And how to do that and how to take care of each, you know, ourselves and create the work life that works for us.
And I do a lot of sharing. Do I share too much, I think, sometimes?
At the group meetings? No. No. You have your timer. Are you kidding me with your timer? We're all, now you have to be prepared to be timed for your 1 minute.
Well,
you
know, I have to be efficient.
You do, because you have a lot to fit in an hour and a half, and we fit it all in.
We fit it all in. Everybody gets their chance to talk, and everybody gets their chance to shine three times.
Absolutely, which is so cool. You're absolutely right.
And that's your stage. So that's why people, like, you know, when you're on the stage and you have your moment to shine, if someone is in the group and they're thinking of something that they want to help you with, or they want to pull from you and gain an insight or advice from, that's the time you connect outside the meeting.
Absolutely.
So it's really, I can't say enough about it. And then we're going to do like unblocking blog barriers and money mindset marathon. Well, now I do have an idea on that already.
So what are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Because your money, it's a marathon.
Certainly
it's
is.
It's not a sprint. And money is the same as our health. We have to do it constantly, every day, all the time, and in relationships. And money is the same thing.
Yeah.
You're not gonna solve it in a day.
No, and you have to have trust and faith in what you and belief in what you're doing, because you know starting your own business incurs a lot of investment initially.
And I love that you just said belief, because can I just say before we go to break? I know we have to go to break, but when you believe something to be true, you'll make it happen
without
because
a doubt.
Our thoughts are our reality. Absolutely. I believe all of that, but if you don't believe it, if you're having a hard time. And you have a money stuckness around some mindset that was handed to you from generations. All you have to do is say, well, it's getting easier for me to believe. I don't believe yet, but it's getting easier for me to think about believing. Maybe you're not even.
But no, and then something happens and you're like, wow, I do believe. I do, like, I do believe, just like the Wizard of Oz.
Right.
I do believe.
Right?
Yes.
So it's like all you have to do is shift one tiny little word.
And have one tiny little experience like you might have when you show up at a meeting is my point.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's just, yes, I can do this. And that group really helps with that immensely.
All right. Well, I hope you stay with us. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. We got to go to break. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Michelle Werdemann, and I am here to help you navigate your life's next chapter through mind, balance, and wellness living. At every phase of our lives, through marriage, career changes, kids, and retirement, I am there for my clients emotionally to help create a personalized life plan. With my foundational coaching perspective and certified financial planning background, together we can create a plan for you through each chapter of your life. Contact me today through mbwliving.com for your free consultation.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I created a great motivational tool for the entrepreneurial spirited businesswoman called Powerful Women Reflections. Women entrepreneurs deserve to be at the top of our own priority lists, and these cards work similar to tarot cards by providing daily insight and motivation. Powerful Women Reflection cards are perfect to keep your health, business, and future in check. Each powerful deck come with 80 cards of reflection, and you can get your own personal deck today by visiting powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And my guest is Lori O'Neill. And that was Christina Aguilera. And I think she said, "They can't take my enemies."
I thought she said, "My inner peace."
That's what I was confused about that.
That's what she's saying. You can't take it away from me.
So I'm sure you're right.
Which is
right.
A perfect segue into your next segment of this.
Yes, because we're talking about personal and professional fulfillment. Mm-hmm. And this, at the end of the meeting, is, mm-hmm. well, this is the third segment.
Yes, so of the meeting.
Of the meeting, we have the intros. We go around, mm-hmm. and then we do the little mini workshop, mm-hmm. with an interesting topic to keep us on track.
Absolutely.
With our businesses. Mm-hmm. And then we do the card reading.
Yes.
And the card reading is like everyone just...
It's one of the best parts of the meeting. I mean, they're all great, I have to say. But this is a really an inner and, you know...
Stephanie Walker always says the voodoo card. She's like, every time she oh, the voodoo card was right.
Yes. She's so great.
She's going to come on soon.
I hope.
She's my designer for my book cover. Mm-hmm. And we got to get her in on the show, but she's not quite ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so the main headings of the cards, there's 8 headings, mm-hmm. and there's 10 cards per sort of category.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's all to keep us in check. So they're health and wellness, family, relationships, but even relationships is really about clients, potential mm-hmm. clients, mm-hmm. And existing clients maybe, and that kind of thing.
They're all applicable to work and life and self, I believe.
Yes.
You know, you can interpret them in so broadly many different ways, and they all can inform all aspects of your life. If you
and we can pull, we can pull the same card mm-hmm. and pull something completely different
from it. Absolutely.
Well, because it's subjective.
Mm-hmm.
And it's whatever hit you get, you know, I'm going to get a different hit than what you get.
But they're perfect reminders. So the structure of the card also is very interesting.
Yeah. Why do you, why are you so, well, I think it's great. Yeah. And I don't mean to say why, but. Yeah.
Well, I think the beginning, it comes up with a limiting belief. And I think we all, I'm a therapist, a social worker, you know, so I always have people looking at, thinking about, you know, what are those tapes in your head that come up that can
stop you? And they could
be
potential.
Yes.
Not necessarily, because I think there's a good percentage of the deck that is like a good pat on the back.
Absolutely. In the first one, in the limiting belief section? Or?
Well, I think in the whole deck, because there's 80 cards.
Okay.
And I feel like 20% of it, I kind of got down. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's the other. Maybe I have 80% down. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. When you say you have them down, that the belief
like
is no longer
limiting. Yes.
I see. Yes. Well, I agree. But I do believe that they're there because if they're part of you or they were part of you. So
yes.
That little reminder like, oh, I got that one down.
Yes.
It's an affirmation, which is another part of the card, actually.
Which is another part of the card. Mm. So it's a potential limiting belief. It's a power of suggestion. Mm-hmm. And then it's an affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love affirmations.
Yeah.
And I wanted to create my own
because
I based all of the copy on, you know, really all of the women that I've met throughout the years, our needs, their needs. And I based them off of my needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of merged them because I'm not a procrastinator, so, but there is a procrastination card. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's
certain...
Well,
you had to envelope all of the different,
yeah,
you know,
I wanted to keep
forms.
It, yeah, general. And I wanted to be able to hit each thing. But it's very funny how some people pull the same cards over and over and over.
Well, it's interesting because we did it today. Nicole and I each pulled. And in the group, we pull one card. And there's a lot of us, you know.
Yes.
So then we read our card and we can or can't comment on it.
But today.
She suggested we pull three, and it's funny because that's what the cards say. It's one of the suggestions. You might want to pull three.
Yes.
You know, beginning, middle, and end is how Nicole kind of framed it, and I thought, wow, let's do that. And it was very interesting how mine came out. You know?
Mine too, because we both pulled three cards today. And mine was education first, then family, and then balance and integration.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for me, self-care comes first.
Mm-hmm.
And so just because I pulled education as a first card, you know, it is what it is. It, you know, I can read deeper into it later. But self-care is number one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it's family.
Mm-hmm.
Family first.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes our futures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I feel like... when we get ourselves in check and we start focusing on health and wellness and we get our businesses in check where we tuck in and cross those T's and dot those I's and we do a little bit more of that, then we can start looking at our futures.
Yeah.
And a lot of us are not doing that, myself included. So, I mean, we need to save. We need to move our body today so that we can move it by ourselves.
Yes.
Right.
Number 100 and, what did you say? The group
108, 105.
Well, yes. And we're going into the last segment, but we're at a retirement assisted living home is where
that's
facility.
Where we meet.
So it's a great reminder of to pay attention to what you're doing now so that you can be present in
it
the future.
Is.
And mine started with relationships, which is the core, as far as I'm concerned, of everything, the relationship with ourself, our relationship with others, and our relationship with humankind.
Yes.
So that's the core of my belief system and what I have, you know, worked towards all my life is balancing those three. And then when those are in perspective and you're working on those and paying attention, the next two cards, which is so funny, were both investing for me.
And it was investing in your home and your business.
And those are the two places where I live.
And you're an empty nester.
I am an empty nester. And yet I've taken on, you know, with my great niece, Marissa, I'm helping to co-parent her, which is lovely. But, you know, she's like a grandchild. So that's the new normal for me because I'm having a new one myself, which I'm very excited about. So investing in that family piece and my home is really important to me.
Mm.
And it's investing in my business as well. You know, and so I, with a new year coming upon us, I am thinking about how I'm going to develop more. So these cards were perfect for me.
And I'm doing a ton of organizing right now.
Mm.
So when I'm working on self-care and family, there's a lot of personal decluttering. Like I will never, well, I don't want to say never, but it's pretty possible I will never be a... I just lost the word, a minimalist.
Oh, Yeah.
If you see my home someday.
Yeah. Well, you showed me your family wall.
So there you go.
And I said to you, I used to have one of those, actually. I kind of dispersed them throughout the house, but yeah.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. I want to strive to be
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. I'm tired of the clutter.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, like, while I'm working on my business mm-hmm. and businesses and different aspects mm-hmm. of my business,
mm-hmm.
I am working on myself.
Yeah.
And it's important for me to lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. share some of that insight with everyone in the team mm-hmm. because it gets everyone talking about their personal lives.
It does. And it's interesting when you have a deadline, when you have something coming up. My office was a catastrophe, you know, about a month ago. I had my first two speaking engagements, and I had a book signing in New York. And building up to that, I mean, you could barely walk in because there's all piles everywhere for
and
each.
Books,
and
I'm
then,
sure.
And now I had a chance, like you just did, to declutter. And mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden baby stuff started coming in because we're having a baby in the family. So I got to now declutter my office again, but that's okay.
But it's a
journey, and it's a
journey.
Process, and it ebbs and flows.
Yes,
and these
it does.
Cards really, really point to that, and mm. they affirm that for sure.
And really, it's all about community. We're mm. coming together within our community, and it's just so important
mm-hmm.
to get out of the house and socialize and meet with other
and
women.
And network and move forward, because I have to say, all the different serendipitous connections that mm. have emerged from joining your group continue to unfold. Every time I go, there's a new thing I'm going to start within the next month because of something that happened at Team Taunton, the Power Team. And it's just really exciting. And I encourage anybody to check it out, really.
I know. Plymouth, Braintree, and Taunton.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have to go to break. So I hope you stay with us. My guest is Lori O'Neill, co-author of Graceful Woman Warrior. And you can go to her .com page for more information or powerfulwomenrevealed.com. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. One of my favorite things to do is write. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I'm excited to tell you that soon I will be releasing my debut book entitled I Am on a Love Diet. I share my amazing concept, and you can be on a journey with me through my confessions and many revelations throughout. My book is practically an experiment by building upon one achievable decision at a time. A grapefruit diet is not realistic. A love diet is personal. My love diet book is scheduled to be published this fall, and you can be one of the first to get your hands on a copy by signing up for a sneak peek at chapter one today. Visit powerfulwomenrevealed.com. Back, you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Lori O'Neill. And I love that song, Only Human.
That's a great song.
You know, frankly, we are all human.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I wanted, because some of us come to the table, to the meeting, and and I'm speaking for myself, really.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I come feisty.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I come very heartfelt
mm-hmm.
because of family stuff. Sometimes I come all about business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we all do.
Mm-hmm.
And we all bring that same energy because we are all human.
Exactly.
And we're all going through stuff.
And underneath the human piece is the connection piece. And that's what this group provides.
Mm.
And what we as humans are always seeking.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a tribe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great tribe. I really feel like that. So Powerful Women Rise mm-hmm. is the name of the group. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about the, because it is in-person connecting. It's exclusivity in your field. It's warm referrals that get passed. It's an opportunity to be a guest mm-hmm. on the show.
That's huge, Nicole.
It is huge. It is huge. And I'm helping everyone behind the scenes with their marketing. Mm-hmm.
That is such a marketing tool being on the show. It's amazing. What an opportunity.
It really is, because I pour hours mm-hmm. of my time to mm-hmm. create what we're doing mm-hmm. here. And that time that I pour into it is helping each woman
clarify their vision.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So
and reboot and refresh, which was something else you wanted to mention.
Well, yeah, but that's when they come to the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kathy always says that. She's like, every time I come, I feel like I've reboot my business mm-hmm. and I'm dying to get back in.
That is so true.
Mm.
Every single time. And I bring something new to the table when I get home and bring it forward.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's why I didn't want to have speakers come in, because we're all smart.
Absolutely.
And we're all not that speakers are not a good mm-hmm. thing, because you're mm-hmm. a speaker mm-hmm. and I'm the speaker. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't you like to be a speaker too?
But I think it's really, you're right. We're there not to hear somebody. We're there to speak, and we're there to be heard, and we're there to listen.
And we all have mm-hmm. a voice. And I believe every woman, this is my business tagline, mm-hmm. every woman with a powerful mission deserves to be heard.
Absolutely.
And
you do it. We create it together.
We create it during the meetings. Now, these 10 commitments. So mm-hmm. these are the 10, it's a spinoff or a parody of the 10 commandments.
Okay. There you go. I was just asking her, what is that? And you said, I'll tell you when the show comes back on. Okay.
So, and really, I didn't create all these. Mm-hmm. Awareness is the key to everything. Mm-hmm. A million people said that before me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is a choice.
That's an important one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And decision.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've learned everything is a choice.
Mm-hmm. I need to make a decision about what I want to do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When we make the decision, mm-hmm. nothing will stop us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to trust.
Yes. In ourselves first, and then...
And these mm-hmm. are really not exactly verbatim, but really we all have a team etiquette.
Mm.
And
yes.
There's no... We don't have bylaws or major rules or anything. And the number one is just to respect one
mm-hmm.
another,
mm-hmm.
trust one another, be understanding.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody
and come with your vulnerability on the table, because we are all vulnerable, and being together helps us to rise up.
And
actually.
Now I believe, I don't think there's anybody that wrote invulnerability, there is freedom. I think I coined that
one. There you go. I think it's really true.
I don't know if I've ever heard that before,
mm-hmm.
but maybe there is somebody, mm-hmm. I don't know. But our intentions create our reality. Mm-hmm. All energy has to go somewhere.
That's an interesting one.
Even negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy when you're empathic.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's very true.
Because you can absorb it.
Mm-hmm. And it's great to be able to be in the group and be able to share your energy and be held through it.
Which is why I need the team.
Mm-hmm.
I need a powerful team of women that I can call my tribe mm-hmm. so that I can make sure that I don't, fall into depression or mm-hmm. whatever it is that I'm going to fall into.
Mm-hmm.
And action and clarity, those are very important. If you don't take action on everything that you learn at the meeting mm-hmm. or something that you learn,
mm-hmm.
it's important to take some kind of action.
Yeah. And it provides clarity when you do.
When you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. Mm-hmm. I think we are almost out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I have another quote. I want to thank you so much for being here.
I've been so happy to be here. And I just want to tell everybody listening that if you become a member of Powerful Woman Rise, you can watch your life and your business soar. That's what I thought of this morning when I was just anticipating coming and getting so excited. Thank you so much for having me.
Everyone is so grateful mm-hmm. and everyone is just like, we're all drinking the same Kool-Aid.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on and join us.
Come mm-hmm. on and join us. So I want to leave you with a final quote. And this is by an author unknown. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
And that's what we're doing at these meetings.
And that's what we're doing. So I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next week after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power. Thank you.
Thank you.